Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to give you some tips about choosing the right kind of olive oil.
There's a right and a wrong kind?
There's a right kind. First of all, we all know that olive oil comes from Italy, right? It comes from Italy, it comes from Spain.
Really? I thought it came from the Napa Valley.
It comes from Greece as well. Yeah. You can also get it in Turkey, but a lot of times people say you also have some that comes from California. You know, it also comes from Portugal. It comes from South Africa.
So it comes
France,
from everywhere.
Where, Croatia.
You've just named like 50
right.
countries.
But imagine getting your olive oil from Croatia.
It's the best. I love the Croatian olive oil.
So, and the type of and the flavor can be can vary depending upon which region it comes from. The first thing you need to know about getting olive oil is you should go for the extra virgin olive oil, and it should have a deep green or golden color as well. And you want to avoid the stuff that has a rancid, kind of like a burnt, like a vinegary smell. That's usually because of poor processing or might be because of poor storage.
And you get a small bottle. Don't get one of those huge jugs.
Olive oil is very important because it's a great source of monounsaturated fatty acids. And even just one tablespoon, you get about half of the amount of the recommended amount for monounsaturated fats, and about 4% of the omega-3 fats come from one tablespoon of olive oil. So that's how good it is for you. Now, a couple more things you need to know when you're checking it out.
Like drink shots of it sometimes?
No, but you shouldn't. But what you should know about it, that was a diet. That was the flavor point by Dr. Katz.
No, it was Shangri-La.
Oh, that's right. Shangri-La. The Shangri-La diet talked about taking shots of that. Now, one of the things you need to know is if you see a bargain on olive oil, this is one of those things where it's one of those things.
You don't want to buy cheap meat. cheap olive oil, avoid that too.
You want to avoid the too good bargain prices. If you see like a big thing of it for, you know, like that's
a barrel.
Right.
You don't need a barrel
of it and it's only $10, it's probably too good to be true. So the California Olive Oil Council, which is a nonprofit organization that recently that regulates olive oil standards in the state of California and in this country, you got to look for the USDA seal, and you got to make sure that the oil has been produced in accordance with the new regulations for extra virgin olive oil, because it's kind of like the Wild Wild West. It can say it, but doesn't necessarily. It may not. It may say virgin, but believe it or not, it may still have. It may contain other forms of oil, like oleic and safflower.
No.
Right. So, so you got to be real careful what you're buying. Look for the harvest and the milling date, and it should be within the last 12 months. And, you know, our buddies last week we had on from RK Informed Living, they make their own olive oil, and they have real high standards for what you're doing with that. So real important to check out your labels. Make sure you know where they're coming for, and just don't go by the fancy bottle.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.